Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, but also looks a little bit like Johnny Bravo with his hair flicked up, Chris Ramsey.
Why are you currently slagging me off for my hair being up?
It's very high, but I actually quite like it.
Well, it doesn't sound like it because you've just been an absolute dick about
it. I love Johnny Bravo.
Listen, I went and just did my hair just there, especially for this podcast, so I don't know why I'm getting shit for this.
Good for you.
I put my new boots on.
You have put your new boots on.
I put a pair of boots on. Mm-hmm. Now and then, because they're new and I haven't worn them. Now and then, I like a pair of new shoes in the house. They're like formal slippers.
They are.
So just put them on and wander around.
Stitch Fix gave you them for the tour.
Yeah.
Didn't wear them for the tour.
Nah.
Put them on now and you absolutely love them.
I forgot. They gave with that much stuff. They sent with that much stuff. They were at the back of the reel and I didn't realise. I've put them on now and they're bloody lovely.
You could have been wearing them on tour.
Yeah, I know.
Had your trainers on.
Rosie, not just that. You know what?
What?
I've got a cheeky little quarter inch heel on them.
Have they now?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'd be my head be coming out the top of them arenas. I'd be like, how's the weather up there? But no, I've been walking around like
here's
tiny
a question.
Little me.
Oh my word, right, okay. I'm so glad that you've mentioned height. People, for some reason, I don't know why, and this is not strangers, this is people I know. People ask me all the time how tall you are. How tall are you?
I think that's a very personal question.
I'm your wife.
Everyone listens, not my wife.
Well,
why do people ask how tall I am?
I don't know. People ask a lot of questions about you.
People always,
that's one that comes up.
Whenever I used to do meet and greets after my tour shows, people always used to say you look a lot taller on telly. And I was like, well, you've mainly seen us on panel shows sitting down, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about there.
That's funny.
I've got a long torso. I'm 5'11", just.
Are you? Right, okay.
With the fringe up, Johnny Bravo, and with these shoes on, I'm probably 6'1".
How many inches are in a foot?
12, innit?
So, you're near 6 foot, okay.
No, I think I'm probably, you know what, flat down, hair flat down, no shoes on, I'm probably about 5'10.5".
Right, so you lied.
Rosie, I'm
Brilliant.
5 foot 1.
No, I mean, I'm 5 foot 1.
Rosie, I go into the ground, I'm a hole, I'm a little hole, I'm a sewer.
Do you know, that's true, what you say, people say you look taller, people meet me and they're like, you're smaller in real life. I'm like, the camera adds 10 pounds,
yeah.
So... What
stop,
are you going to do?
Stop eating cameras, love. Boom. Now we've started. Now we have started. Guys, it is episode 138.
As if. Skip to a little edit point here, listeners. Chris is currently freaking out because he thinks he stole somebody's joke by saying, stop eating cameras.
I feel like I've heard stop eating cameras somewhere.
That's a massive part of a comedian's life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird.
Ruins a lot of stuff for this podcast.
Yeah, you've actually said stuff that I've gone, you can't have no comedian who does a routine about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I always do, you get really worried.
Mm.
You get really, really worried that you've stepped on someone's toes and used bic. It's like, it's a code of honour in comedians where you just don't nick other people's gear and don't do other people's gear.
No, I get that.
Musicians, fuck, covering each other's songs willy-nilly, having a lovely bloody time.
I think they've got to ask though, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose, but
you
still.
You got to ask before you cover someone's songs?
I don't know.
I never did, but I don't think anyone really gave a shit.
You didn't sing the fucking correct words, did you? So it didn't even matter. They were probably absolutely unnoticeable.
Listen, Adele, I'm going to Haven this weekend. I'm going to be doing I'm going to be doing a 10-minute medley of all your songs. Is that all right, babes? Yeah, great.
Hello, Madonna. Yeah, I'm at Jarrow Social Club tonight. I'm going to be singing Leprechaun.
Good night there, actually, Gerald Social Club.
Fucking right it is.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Guys, without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... butterfly stroke.
Oh.
Hey, having a nice time in the pool? Mm-hmm. Oh, watch out. Someone over there is doing butterfly stroke.
In a public pool?
Fucking horrible. It is the swimming equivalent of a loud motorbike going down a pedestrian street. It's you're showing off. Mm. It's pointless. Only about 15 people in the entire world can do it.
Well, listen.
Stop doing it.
Don't wanna brag or anything, but right. I used to swim for South Tyneside.
Yeah.
And my stroke in the relay was butterfly.
Bullshit.
I'm not... Chris,
no one can do it. Only the people in the Olympics
Chris,
can do butterfly stroke.
I've got it on video.
Oh,
are
God.
You shitting me?
One of them videos in the box.
Yes.
In the cellar.
In the video box.
And we don't own a VHS.
Well, I want to get them sent off and made... See, right, okay, listen.
Suspicious.
I want to get them sent off and made into something, but I can't get DVDs anymore.
Right.
Watch how... Do people do... Can you get VHS to a dongle?
Yes.
Can you?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I'd like to do that.
Oh, God.
Why? I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm asking. Why are you... Yes. Have you not seen the billboard outside of the front house with VHS to dongle?
Well,
I didn't know that.
Well, my point is, Mrs. Lunatic, to get it onto a DVD, they rip it from a VHS and put it on a hard drive, then burn it to a DVD. So you're just cutting out the third stage of that.
So I'm actually saving the planet. Great. I'm glad.
Not the planet, because it's not planet, because... Actual electricity is going to be used to burn your fucking butterfly stroke video that no
is
one
is electricity
wants to
worse for the planet than a DVD
I don't
in
know.
A case?
Possibly, yes.
Oh,
what did you just hit there?
Me laptop.
You just hit your laptop up onto my laptop. It started great.
The fairies getting my
listen.
Back.
The reason I sponsored that was a sponsor this week because I was in a pool the other day.
Right, sorry.
And there was a man doing butterfly stroke, and I felt attacked.
It's a very selfish stroke.
I felt attacked.
Yeah.
It was a fucking small pool. It was like a spa, and he was butterfly stroking. I thought he was dying.
No.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
There's no need for it in a public situation.
Yeah. He's coming up. Both arms are coming up.
Do you know how to explain?
Cobra.
Should I give you a little trick?
Right.
So when you do the butterfly, obviously your feet have to stay together.
Right.
And it's like a mermaid kind of thing.
It's how you would swim if the mafia had put your feet into concrete and thrown you in a river.
Well,
it's
listen,
how you would try and save your own
life.
If
that ever happens, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got a kick using a mermaid kind of stroke
with
your feet and your legs.
Right.
And then when you put your arms over, when you put them back in the water, you make the shape of a keyhole.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
Do you understand? So you do the little round bit, you go into the middle, and then you go down like a little skirt, and then you go together. And that's how you do the butterfly,
stupid
bitches.
Right, okay. One question.
What?
We are, scenario for you, we're at the beach.
Yep.
On
the beach.
Robin, it's not a nice story. Robin goes out in a little dinghy.
Okay.
He falls out. You've got to swim out to save him.
Mm.
Or are you doing butterfly stroke? Are you swimming butterfly stroke to save your child from drowning?
Listen, I'm not.
Because it's fucking bollocks. Yeah. It's the worst stroke ever. Stop
right,
doing it.
In a competitive
I'm going to start
thing,
a petition to get it taken out of the Olympics because it's just unsettling.
No, it's impressive to watch.
It's unsettling to watch. I don't like it.
It's nice.
It's not nice. It's horrible. They all look like they're being dragged under by some kind of serpent.
How mint is it when they just go under for so long and you're like, when they're going to come up? They've done half the pool.
Well, sometimes I watch the swimmers at the Olympics, not doing butterfly stroke because it's pointless, but the ones doing the proper stuff, and I think they are swimming faster than I could run along the side of the pool.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
Really incredible, apart from butterfly stroke because it's stupid and pointless.
I was taught by an Olympic swimmer at South Tyneside.
Yeah?
Chris Cook.
Ah.
Cookie. Do you know?
From Cool Cookie.
Are you doing the
Cookie the Crawler.
What?
I've never heard him in my life, but I'm sure he's amazing.
One last thing I want to say about swimming.
Oh, God.
I had to stop because I stopped my periods and it was getting a bit too much.
Oh.
And...
Oh, hey.
Well, it was a bit intense. Oh. It was like 12, 13. The reason why I actually really enjoyed it.
No, I'm sorry, I need to interrupt. Why did your period stop you doing swimming?
Because it got really intense, right? So, obviously... it was a proper squad and you get moved up as you get older and you get better or whatever.
Right.
I was starting to have to go at like 5 o'clock in the morning before school. I was going to school with wet hair, Chris. Wet hair at school. It wasn't good. My eyes were puffy. I was knackered.
Okay.
It was like training like 5 nights a week.
Right.
And obviously when I started my periods, I was like, oh, I didn't wear tampons. I was like, what am I meant to do if I'm on my period? Just miss a week of swimming?
What do you mean you didn't wear tampons? I don't understand.
When you're young, when you start off your period, you don't go straight in with a tampon. You start off with a pad.
Yeah, all right,
and you can't be wearing a pad to go to the swimming pool.
Right, so what? Right, okay, because me and a lot of the other, I'll be honest with you, stupid men listening,
yes,
and I put myself in that category.
Okay.
When you said I started my period, I couldn't do swimming anymore. We pictured Jaws when someone gets bitten and the entire pool goes red. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying that for effect or to upset anyone, but every man listening pictured that.
Okay.
Thank you for clearing up
I
that
mean,
it was more
nice.
Of a comfort thing.
Yes.
But we just like, no. I've started, people just go swimming, people swimming, and we, boosh, butterfly stroke, oh no, I've got it on his,
So you think I just got banned because I started my period
baths? Yeah, I thought the whole...
Which
yeah.
isn't there anymore, actually.
Rest in peace, Heaven Baths.
Rest in peace.
Rip, brilliant slide. Brilliant slide.
Great slide.
Brilliant slide.
That's where I trained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I did the best thing about swimming when I was younger, if anybody else used to go swimming, was that you were allowed to eat like raw jelly at 9 o'clock in the morning for energy.
Wow. Just.
And that's what
your
kept us going for like 6 years.
Wow.
and tuna and sweet corn pasta.
Raw jelly, period in public. Raw jelly, period in public. Rosie, you know you can just buy that raw jelly and eat it at home anyway. Bye, everyone!
The only mum wouldn't let us. Are you kidding us? Mum, can I eat 6 cubes of raw jelly? No, you can't. Mum, can I eat 6 cubes of raw jelly? Yes, you can, because you need energy for your race.
Wow.
Good girl.
Wow. Good girl. Yeah.
Good girl. And I just want to clarify before anybody just starts hating on us, not everybody stopped because they got the periods. That was just a personal choice of mine.
Right. I don't think you implied that everyone stopped because they got the period.
Imagine. Just the A&B squad, just lads.
There's loads of female swimmers in the Olympics. I guarantee you they all cracked on, love.
So why did I... There must have been more reason. I couldn't be arsed.
Lazy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got... sick of jelly?
Yeah, no, I don't like jelly now, actually.
There we go.
Sicking myself.
Yeah, tainted it. Listen, let's get this jingle on before I cry my eyes out.
Okay.
Honestly, we've talked about swimming so much, I can smell chlorine.
Oh, I did. I used to always smell a chlorine.
Oh my God, play a jingle, no one cares.
Okay, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Swimming Knowledge with Rosie and Chris.
Oh, God.
No,
yeah.
We're not going to talk about
that. That was one of the
anymore.
Longest intros I've ever done.
We've done
fair.
Longer.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe. Yeah. But listen, long intros are not... doesn't mean that we have not been longlisted for a National Comedy Award Best Podcast.
Bloody hell, yes we have.
So there we go.
Do you know what? That I'm really chuffed with that.
Yeah, I'm buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Guys, you can vote.
Yeah.
It's the National Comedy Awards. It'll be on Channel 4. The long lists are out. Nationalcomedyawards.com. Get voting. You can vote for us in the best podcast category.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we'll get shortlisted. And then I'm sure we'll be begging you to vote again if we get shortlisted to try and win the award,
are
which
you,
will be lovely.
Are you chuffed with that? Because you've obviously been a comedian for a long time.
Oh, here it comes.
How many years?
Oh, here it comes.
How many years, though?
Oh, here it comes. Here.
How many?
12 years.
12 years. 12 years you've been somewhere, a comedian. Yeah. I don't think you've ever been up for anything. Have you ever been invited to the awards themselves?
Went once. Went
Did
once,
you go once
with the Celebrity Juice guys. When Celebrity Juice was up for best.
Oh, right. Okay.
Got steaming. Got a load of selfies with loads of people.
Yeah.
And got told off by the people from Juice for asking for too many selfies off other people.
Shut up, that didn't, well,
I didn't happen. I didn't get told off, but the producer of Juice was just, Dan, one of the producers of Juice.
Did
was
this
just
actually
like,
happen?
Yeah,
this is tragic.
Like, he was like, Ramsey, man, Ramsey, what you doing? I just kept getting selfies.
With who?
Dougie from McFly, because I'd watched him in I'm a Celeb that year. Mark Wright was there as well, because they were besties,
right.
So I got a selfie with them
Brilliant.
As well. And then everyone I saw.
Wow.
Oh, I was buzzing, man. People from Blackadder were there. It was fantastic.
We weren't together then.
No, I was. I got so pissed that night. I then went back to my hotel that I was in, and opposite my hotel was a McDonald's, but the McDonald's was shut, but the drive-thru was open, so I stood at the drive-thru and waited for someone to come past in a car and got in their car and got them to get us a McDonald's.
That's a story I've never heard.
Yeah.
And that's one, that's actually quite dangerous.
Yeah.
And two, it's utterly tragic.
She was really nice. She was called Rebecca. We still follow each other on Twitter. So there you go.
Wow.
Dead nice girl.
Shut up.
Let us in her car. Got us a Big Mac. She even drove us back to the hotel. It was only over the road.
Did she know who you were?
Not at first. But I may have heavily implied that I was a comedian and not some lunatic. But
bloody
hand in
hell.
Hand. Yeah.
What did you get?
Probably Big Mac. I imagine a Big Mac.
Celebrity. What is it?
Celebrity just didn't win that year. I think Air Shooting Stars won.
I know. How do you say
celebratory?
Celebratory.
Good God. Yeah.
It's a hard word.
Celebratory juice.
Celebratory juice. Big Mac. I flippin' love Big Macs.
Yeah.
Desperate
double Big
McDonald's.
Macs out at the minute. The double Big Mac.
Shut up.
No, there's like, yeah, but there's four burger patties in there. Like, what's going on? Who's
I've never had one before.
The one that they brought out that was like just a bigger circumference was amazing.
That was the Grande.
The Grand Mac, yeah.
The Grand
but
Mac.
But they stopped that and now it's like, go wider, don't go taller. What do you think I am, a snake? That's dislocating my jaw.
It's always what I say. Girth over length.
Why have you dirty this?
I'm talking about burgers. What are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about tiddlers.
Listen, I kind of was. No, I'm due a McDonald's. You know, I keep my powder dry for a few months and then I have a blowout.
Months.
When was the last time we had a McDonald's? A
couple of weeks ago.
On beginning of the tour.
Yeah.
That's at least a month ago. It is honestly a month ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun. Guys, nationalcomedyawards.com. Please vote for us in the best podcast category. That would be lovely.
Please do, because I've been watching that as well for years, and that would be pretty mint if we won that.
Yeah, be class.
Why?
Yeah.
We all...
Party at the drive-thru after. Party at the drive-thru.
Me and you.
And like, whoever wants to let win their car, or van, or bus.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. We're actually in Birmingham the night of the awards.
Yeah, we are actually.
We could do one of them videos where we've won.
Yeah. I mean, stop counting with chickens. We're not even on the shortlist yet. Gee whiz.
Are we not sure? All right, okay. Come on, so this might genuinely not even happen.
Sell out a couple of arenas? And you think you're bloody Billy Big Bollocks?
All right.
Huh?
Okay, all right.
Rein yourself
well,
in.
Well,
I'm just commenting
on the fact that we always get nominated for things that the public can vote for. We never get nominated or win things that actual panel members vote for.
Oh, if there's a panel of judges.
We're knackered.
If there's a panel of judges, you might as well throw our name straight in the fucking bin.
They hate us.
But when you beauties listening right now are in charge, you know, we know how the tide ends up turning. So yeah. Rosie, what you don't have is the sort of the humbleness that 12 years of not getting nominated for anything gives you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just have the 12 years of being denied from every audition that I've ever done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're playing Who's Got the Biggest Violin.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's actually, my friends were really, it was sweet in a way, but obviously just it reminded us of a lot of bad times because they were just kind of saying like, you know, remember when you used to audition for loads of stuff and you never got anything?
Yeah.
And then they were like, and now look at you. And I was like, that's nice and thank you, but yeah.
Remember when, you know, at the beginning of this podcast when you asked us how tall I was?
Mm.
Remember when you didn't get a job on a cruise ship because you weren't tall enough to fit in the costumes?
Yeah. was that bullshit or was that true?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Do you think that's just what they say?
It's a good don't hurt your feelings put down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not your shite. Oh, you're not going to fit in this bear costume.
No, it was the actual costumes because you have to be over it. It's a bit like being a flight attendant so you can reach the cupboards.
Yeah.
I never bothered with that.
You also never learned that they're not called cupboards.
What they're called?
They're overhead compartments.
Yeah.
Cupboards.
Overhead.
Just put your stuff in the cupboards. Right, Kia them. Put them together myself.
They are cupboards, though.
They're not cupboards.
Oh, they are.
You could fit in one.
You love to take your time getting your stuff out of the cupboards.
That
pisses me off end.
Wow.
I know, but I don't like that. Everyone stood up and waiting and you're just nonchalantly, casually getting your stuff
when the
out.
When an aeroplane door's shut, there's still, everyone queues up and stands and like hustles towards the front and you're like, well, the fucking stairs aren't even there yet, you pricks.
I know. I'm one of them. It's ingrained in it. It's Sandra's fault.
Yeah, you're horrible.
She's like
that. You will join. Yeah, I've said it before. You joined a queue past the chairs where we were sitting at. We were sitting at some chairs waiting and the queue went past us. So I was like, well, we'll just sit in these chairs until the end of the queue gets here. Then we'll stand up. No. You stood up. We took all of our stuff at the end of the queue and then we walked past the chair we'd just been sitting at.
Well, I'm getting better. I'm getting better now. Mm. When I know I've got a seat in that, I'm like, right, that's okay. You've taught us that. I am better.
Yeah, good. You are welcome. Mm. You're welcome. Okay. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, eh? What's your beef?
Beef. What's your beef?
What's your beef?
Your beef. You go first.
Starting.
Go on then.
You're starting.
Actually, no, do you know what? Is it okay with you? Can I request to go first this week?
Because
I've got a funny feeling that your beef's going to be, I don't want to give anything away, but I've got a funny feeling that your beef's going to be quite vicious this week.
Mm-hmm.
And mine will sound a bit stupid after you've done yours, because I've got a feeling I know what yours is, because
okay.
I was very aware that I annoyed you today.
Yeah. To the point where I stormed out to the shops.
You did storm out of the house to the shops. I did tell you to F off at one point. You reciprocated by telling me to F off as well. Did you not hear that? Oh, no, I would never say that. What?
I didn't tell you to F off. When did you tell me to F off?
Nah, what?
Did you actually?
No, I didn't. These headphones aren't working. I can't hear you.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, I
we
didn't.
Said we weren't going to do things like that. Name calling is beneath us, Christopher.
Call each other names weekly on a podcast.
I know, but not like not.
Oh, fuck
I feel
off.
No,
listen,
now,
mate.
No, I know. I think I remember when you did, and you had Rafe, and you were walking back, and I know when you did now. Little
listen,
wanker.
Listen,
you fuck off. You fuck off.
Oh, sorry.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. Listen, my beef with you this week, before you go all nuclear on me ass, right? My beef with you this week is you can't make a bed for shit, and I'm sick of it.
I know.
I come back, right? You don't put the mattress, the bottom sheet on properly. It always comes off on my end.
It's hard.
And I end up wrinkled up in it.
It's tight.
Right? It comes off my end on my top corner. I woke up the other day. I'd been lying chest first. I looked like I was dying. I had like an old man wrinkly chest because of all the blooming creases on it. And then you've put the duvet cover in the wrong way.
Right, well, we need to make a mark of some sort.
The lines go horizontal. That's all you need to know.
Horizontal, that's lying down, isn't it? The lines are lying down. The lines are lying down.
No,
in
stop.
Spain.
No. Right.
The rain in
stop.
Spain.
First of all, don't make a right. Don't stop. Stop. Don't make a rhyme to remember the thing you've just got wrong, because you've got it wrong. What do you mean the lines are lying down? It's on a duvet. That it's flat. It's always going to lie down.
No, if I look at that quilt, there's little lines of like stitching.
Yeah, they run from one side to the other.
If I look at that quilt though, they need to be horizontal. I never knew that. Now I know that.
Right.
So I've been putting them in vertical.
Right.
It's very confusing.
No, it's not.
It looks the same size.
It's not very confusing.
It looks the same width as length.
It's the easiest thing in the
world. It's not.
Oh, God.
Do you know what's hilarious? Like, it's been bugging me for about 3 nights, but I was like, I just want to wait till you get home so you can sort it out. Have you sorted it out?
No, I haven't sorted it out.
Well, will you do it before tonight? Because it's really irritating us, because on my side of the bed, on the quilt, I've got like,
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I've got about 8 inches
of just sheet before the duvet starts.
Right, so that makes sense, because I had no duvet last night, and it was because you were pulling it, because you had the sheet hanging over the side.
Well, there you go.
Oh, God, why are you so shit at stuff? Another one you did. We've got
on
two
one
pillows. Stop that now. It's still bed related. So we've both got two pillows, right?
Check us out. Yeah. Doing well.
Not doing well, because you only put one pillowcase on one of them. So there's two pillows. One of them's got a pillowcase on. The other one's just left bare because you're and you only sleep on one. And you put the pillowcase on the wrong one. I had to climb. No, listen to me.
Because there was a reason why.
Because you're an idiot?
No, it's not because I'm an idiot.
What then?
It's because we have got Super King pillows.
Yeah.
Because we've got a Super King bed, right? Because we're, you know, don't like to touch each other.
I like to sleep in a different postcode to my wife.
So our bed's massive, right? And because we're kids are in it every flipping night, which I secretly love. So we've got Super King pillows that my mum got with. And we've got Super King pillowcases, obviously. Don't know where they are. They all look the same. And I couldn't... I put three pillowcases on, right? And none of them fit and I gave up. And I thought, I can't do this.
Right.
I didn't have time.
How can they look the same? One of them is literally a foot and a half longer than
There's
the other
not
ones.
That much.
And what are you doing putting them on first? Just lie them next to it and see if it's the same length, you jerk.
No, because then it's the fluffiness of it and it'll make it smaller. No,
that doesn't make any sense.
It does.
Make any
it makes
sense.
Loads of sense.
Lazy.
Email in if it makes sense.
Don't email in. You lazy foot. So you put it on the wrong one. One of them's feather. By the way, anyone out there using feather pillows, you want shot with shit. You want beaten to death with your feather pillow. People still making them. What are you playing at?
I use a feather pillow. What are you talking about?
It's horrible. You put your head in it and it just flattens in the middle and the sides wrap around your head.
Yeah, everyone likes different things.
It's awful.
How dare you? Just because it doesn't agree with you. I have a feather pillow and I actually really enjoy it, even though Rafe might have an allergy to feathers, so I need to get rid of it.
Seriously, right? People who are sleeping on feather pillows and wafery little shitty flat pillows, you might as well be sleeping on a T-shirt. It's pointless. There's nothing to it. But you put it on the wrong one, so I had to get out of bed. And the stick in you, like little needles. It's the worst. And then every time one comes out, you go, there's me grander. Does me tits in. Fucking sick of it. Oh, look at this feather pillow. Look at this. There's 2 million of me grander all in one fucking place.
Can we
stupid
talk,
moron.
Can we talk really briefly? Did I say about my cousin's little girl?
No.
I don't think she'll mind us saying this. So, obviously, there's only been one great-grandchild who met me granda right. before he died.
Right.
So none of the great-grandchildren have met him. And there is a few of them, you know. So my cousin's little girl never met my granda.
Right.
But she's got a picture. We talk about him so much, right? And she's got a picture of him right. at the side of her bed. And she says all the time how much she misses him. And she never met him.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's so lovely.
Oh.
And Robin said the other day, the clouds were really lovely uh-huh. in the sky. And he said, that's Mama's daddy, Grandad Jimmy. Oh, no, but I think he actually said, that's Mama's granddad.
Mama's granda.
Mama's granda. Do you know what? It's really, really sweet. But I feel like we just talk about him all the time.
Obviously, I take the mick, the feather thing, but I think it's absolutely lovely. I think it's lovely that there's a photo of him. You know, there's photos of him in our house.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, I mean, obviously, you'd never know it, but imagine being photos and being talked about ages after you're gone and kids and get, you know, I don't want to get too deep here, but it is a lovely, lovely thing.
Just know, though, that he is listening to this.
Yeah.
And I don't think he likes you.
Okay. Cool.
Just, you know, because all you do is slag us off, so know that.
Jimmy, listen, if you're floating about the house, when she puts just give her a nudge which way to put the fucking duvet in the cover, will you? Do us a favour.
It'll freak us out. Granda, I know you're there, but don't make your presence known because I'll get scared. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Come on then. It is with due trepidation that I ask you, what is your beef?
So, well, you say beef, but it's actually, I'm a bit concerned about you.
Right.
To the point where I genuinely think you might have to ring the doctors.
Okay.
Just to let everyone know, last night you told me uh-huh. that you had forgotten how to make Robin and Rafe's tea.
Yes.
And I'm just a little bit worried about you because normally some to forget something as simple as that, you would have had to have, I don't know, had some sort of...
blunt force trauma to the
head. Some sort of really bad trauma, or you know, have been away in the army for possibly a couple of years.
Yeah.
You've been away for a week, Chris, since the last time you saw me make tea for the boys. I'm just worried. I'm really worried about you.
I haven't made tea for them. I haven't made tea for them for easily over a month because I've been so busy with stuff. The other day I was back for 23 hours.
Right.
I'm away a lot. Okay. I've got a lot on my mind.
I'm genuinely really worried about you. If you can just forget in little simple tasks like that. It's just...
Not
did you
say
it just to get out of it?
No.
No, come on.
I panicked. I was like, I don't know what to do here.
Oh, you fucking what?
Honestly?
There's no.
Yes or no?
Bullshit.
Did I have to ask you how many sweeteners you take in your coffee?
You did that because you knew I was going
to
mention this.
No, I didn't.
Today, and you thought, I'm going to ask her because I'm going to play on this narrative of, oh, I'm so forgetful. You're the least forgetful person
I know. I'm
away
so much. Stuff's got... Love.
You don't forget how to make your kids tea.
Love.
Christopher.
What's in it? Love. It's Rosie. Rosie, listen. Some stuff, it's just going out my brain because I'm that busy, right?
You should be actually ashamed of yourself.
Sweet Cheeks. Sweet Cheeks. What's your name?
So just to let you all know that I left today, because he tried to do it again today as I was leaving for the supermarket.
I didn't know what
to
give him
for lunch.
The
game of, I forgot what he has for his dinner. So what did I say to you? I said,
Google it.
Do you know what's funny, Chris? I didn't know what Rafe had for his dinner until I Googled it.
Yeah.
And you can use Google, so do it yourself, dick face.
Well. I went straight on Google and turns out Rafe, even though he's only 9 months, he's got a food blog on BBC Good Food. I just read that. He just had all his favourite stuff. He's written what he wanted and I just made some stuff off that. He was over the moon.
Good.
Over the moon.
Are you going to apologise?
Nah. I looked at your list on the fridge though. That was good. Need to add cheese on toast to it though.
Oh my word, Chris. There's a full
three
pages of list of what Rafe eats.
Yeah,
you bellend.
And you made me go to Google.
Oh,
stupid
sod. You wanker.
Listen, I am sorry. I apologise. I'm out of practice.
Mm, okay.
And it's a confidence thing.
Yeah.
It is like a, you know, what if I give him the wrong thing? And I got in my own head about it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I can never remember what side of what corner of an envelope a stamp goes on.
Right.
Because I get in my own head so much about having it wrong.
The right-hand side.
Top right.
Well, it's... Okay. Listen, no, I can sympathise with you because I have actually forgotten how to make all of the teas that you enjoy.
Okay.
I only remember how to make tuna and sweet corn jack potato.
Right.
So that's okay. What I'm going to be having for tea this worries. Evening. Not sure what you're going to be having yourself.
Yeah, I'll be going on for a curry.
Enjoy.
Because I would rather die than have a jack of potato for my tea.
Right.
Because it's the worst. It's the worst food ever. And we've discussed it.
Mm.
End of discussion.
Okay. Hope you choke on your curry.
I can't remember what to chew, actually.
Honestly. Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public,
public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send all of your fantastic things because we bloody love them. Are we friends?
Hmm?
We've argued a lot this episode. Are we friends?
Hmm.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'll see if I remember. How to be a friend, no, later on.
Okay, then.
No, we are friends.
I'm still
just
mates.
Don't do that. What? Honestly,
I'd forgot.
Such a
I'd
bellend
forgot.
Thing to do.
It was a, you know what? It was a panicking thing.
I know, but it was just really ridiculous.
Mm.
I've forgotten how to make the tea. What? Robin's six? He's nearly six. How could you have forgot to make his tea?
Did you just forget how old he was? He's five?
Chris.
He's fat. It's so easily
he's
done.
Nearly six.
It's so easily
and
done.
And Rafe has. Rafe has practically the same as Robin, just cut smaller.
Right.
Fucking tosser.
Gee whiz.
Listen, it's time for Rosie's mysteries, mysteries, mysteries. Well, I never knew that. You're kidding. Rosie's mysteries, mysteries, mysteries. Informative mysteries, mysteries.
Hope I did that credit there. I hope I did that justice.
I don't
justice.
Know if you did.
No? I think I did.
I miss music.
In my head, that sounded amazing.
I just miss music on
you
the
forgot,
podcast.
You forgot music. Oh, we're not allowed it. Not allowed it. Got to pay loads for it. Forget it. Forget it. Do the song in your head. We're not paying for it. God damn it.
I might learn the piano so I can do my own jingles.
Right.
I haven't got time, either.
Yeah, I mean.
I'd like to. I might learn a... Do a little keyboard. I tell you, I could play... If I didn't have a wooden heart on the keyboard when I was younger.
Right.
If I only had a... If I only had a one... Was it Elvis? Who knows?
Wow. So, Look forward to more of that. But, sorry.
You know I can play.
Not only have you forgot how to play what it is, you forgot the name of it, the lyrics, what the song is, and who sang it. So that's good. See, forgetting stuff is—it's a thing. It goes on. You do forget stuff, so you know.
No,
I forgive you,
Chris.
I forgive you.
I was nine at the time.
I forgive you.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was told about your podcast at the beginning of lockdown, and now that I'm up to date, I've started it all over again.
I hope you did the thing, by the way, when you're told about our podcast.
What?
Anyone, if you're told about our podcast, you've got to immediately tell 10 friends in an hour, or your crush will never fancy you.
Oh, hey.
So, remember to do that, or you die alone.
Do you know what? I don't want to name and shame her, because I love her so much, but my auntie only stopped sending them about a year ago.
Send this to 10 people in your contact list, or your crush will never fancy you.
Come on.
Oh, shit. What time did I open that? Oh, have I got 45 minutes or an hour? Ah! Who do I want to bestow this on?
Do you remember then when we were kids? Oh, hang on, my phone's flashing.
Oh, God.
Something very serious going on the day. Oh, to be mum.
Oh, okay.
We've organised Robin a little birthday party for his birthday, and I sent it to the WhatsApp, the school WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And just eagerly waiting who's going to reply.
Rosie has been getting so excited when a reply comes, like, it is her birthday. Yeah. It is not your party. It is Robin's party. It doesn't mean you're popular if people are coming. Okay?
Does it not?
No.
Does it mean Robin's popular? Or does it just mean people want something to do that day? It is in the half term.
It just means I's probably just filling the day up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. Free dinner for kids, isn't it?
Well, there we go.
Mm. Oh, it's Kate and me, mum. Would you two stop blocking the lines?
God.
Got a party to organise.
Oh, wait.
Okay. I can't help but think that this is the best place to share this story, especially with the new and improved format of Rosie's Mysteries.
Wow.
So this is from a while ago. We bought our house earlier in the year and have slowly been ticking off the many laborious tasks that come with committing to a lifetime of debt.
Yeah. Have you unpacked all your boxes yet? Because we still haven't done that.
No, we moved in March and we've still got so many boxes in the cellar.
Do you know, I was looking for a chopping board today and I remembered we've got like one of them full stacks of chopping boards. You know, when it's got all the different ones on, when it's got like the fish and the veg in it.
Yeah.
We bought one of them in the old house and I've got no clue where it is. No clue. I also don't know where the little brush is for the fireplace. So I've been using just a brush I found and a Hoover.
Okay. Oh, I don't know where them things are.
No idea.
I
what's
do
going
like
on.
That chopping board though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
you keep on. Your fishes and your meats and your veggies all separate.
Is that the jingle or have you just made that
just
up?
Just made that up.
Oh, very good. Well,
thank
done.
You.
Come on. Read mystery before I explode.
This week, the weather here in Australia has been brilliant. Vomit. So after work,
so jealous. That was jealousy, by the way, everyone. We're not
Yeah, I'm not vomiting at Australia. Bloody love Australia. Just the fact that the weather's just lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
So after work, I thought I'd end the day by getting out of the house and doing a bit of gardening whilst listening to the podcast, of course. Thank you so much. After a few relentless hours of ripping out weeds, I finally made my way to the most overgrown section of our front garden.
You've got to be brave to do a bit of garden in Australia, like.
Why? Sunstroke?
No, everything's trying to kill you all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the ozone layer.
Right? Really?
Yeah, that's why you've got to wear, if you're in the pool and stuff.
You've got to wear much more
stuff. You've got to wear factor 50 with a special UV thing. And kids are very rarely, when we went, Robin had to be like head to toe.
Oh.
So she's made it the front garden with the overgrown, with hundreds of deep-rooted weeds and clusters of bulbs.
Oh, clusters of bulbs, I don't
know. Nobody
like that.
Wants a cluster of bulbs.
Nah.
As I worked, I couldn't help but notice an overpowering smell coming from the garden bed. I put it down as simply being some kind of plant juice. As the plants were a little damp and kept going.
Oh.
With how overgrown the garden had gotten with years of neglect, I ended up on my hands and knees, trying to rip the weeds out with all my strength. However, the closer my face got to the plants, the worse the smell grew.
Oh, man.
You knew it had to be about a smell if it was on here. At the dry, retching, vom-in-your-mouth stage, I was sniffing around trying to find the source of the smell.
Goodness me.
After a few minutes of deep sniffing and retching, I sat back to try and work out what the smell was. I concluded that it could only be one of two things. Either the neighbour's cat had been pissing on this section of the garden, or the neighbours must keep their garage bin, complete with kitty litter, on the other side of the fence, directly behind the garden bed.
Right.
Determined to get the garden clear, I kept going. Bear in mind that I had no gloves on and had removed my dust mask to have a drink an hour ago and had misplaced it.
Oh, my word.
I worked through the smelling garden for another hour or so until the stench of urine became too much and I gave up. I figured that, now that it was almost half cleared, it may get some much-needed airing out, and the smell would dissipate in time for my next gardening venture somewhere down the track. Over breakfast the next morning, I told my partner of the awful gardening venture. As I started to describe the smell and my confusion, explaining that it could only be the cat or possum piss, he burst into a fit of laughter. He looked at me with absolute delight and through his laughter said,
I know exactly what this is. He's been pissing out of the window and it's been landing there.
And through his laughter said, that's my morning piss spot.
I'm mourning on a daily basis.
Awful. Every day.
Is he not got a toilet in the house?
I don't know.
In the sun?
Every day.
Oh,
in Australia. You can't be weeing outside spot. In Australia.
Not with that heat. No. Oh, you dirty, horrible
That's
minger.
My morning piss spot.
That's me morning. Yeah, don't do that.
That was cockney.
Cecilia,
yes, that's right. I spent hours barehandedly ripping out plants that for the last 6 months my partner had been using to take a leak in.
Gallons of the stuff.
I know. He claims he didn't want to wake me up with the sound of the toilet flushing when he leaves for work at 3 a.m. So he found a spot in the garden and dubbed it the piss spot.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, awful that, innit?
Mate.
Not good.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm just thinking, like, if you put a hand in to grab a root, all the leaves will be, like, rubbing on our forearms and our elbows.
It's his way, isn't it?
Oh,
doesn't even make it any better that it's a person that you love. Still gross,
I mean,
isn't
still
it?
Still hot wee. Hot, dry wee.
Do you know how Rafe's had a really blocked nose recently?
Yeah.
And we think it might be an allergy. So the doctors give us some, like, baby Puritan stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're doing a little test at the minute. I know that a lot of mothers do the whole mouth over the nose to bring the snot out.
People put their mouths over. Honestly, noise there was me almost being sick.
Yeah.
They put their mouths over both.
We've talked about this before. I nearly did it. I was sat with him at 4 o'clock in the morning and he couldn't breathe. He was like this. And I had him in my arms and I went, I haven't told you this. I went and put my nose over his, I put my mouth over his nose to go and do it. And I was like, I couldn't do it. And I love him so much, but I couldn't do it.
When I wipe his nose with a tissue, I go and wash my hands because I don't want, I'm on tour, I don't want to get his cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he snots on us, I'll wipe it off and I'll wash. I'm not getting a mouth full of his snot.
I know.
I'll have to cancel gigs.
Well, I felt like a really bad mom because I couldn't do
you
it.
I'm gonna put my hands up here and say you're not a bad mom if you don't suck your baby's snots out of
the
nose with your mouth.
I really wanted to. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I felt terrible.
I really wanted to.
Because I wanted to help him. I would do anything to help him, but I couldn't
do it.
We've
got a little snot sucker.
I know. Oh, I feel really bad about it.
Use the snot sucker. Don't use your mouth.
I know. Chris, I feel really bad because I couldn't do it. And now I feel like, am I his mum?
We've done the DNA test and you are his mother. And we do have photographic evidence of you giving birth to him via C-section. Mm. However, you won't suck the snot out of his nose. So I don't think you are.
I did help once when Robin was constipated. I did help get a poo out.
Stop. Oh. Next. Oh my God. Put a babadoo bye in, please. Oh.
Babadoo, 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 bye. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was listening to episode 132 and you wanted to know about things people have had time off work for. So here it goes.
Oh, lovely. This is ridiculous things people have time off work for.
This is what this person had rang in for. Okay. ... Sleep whiplash.
Sorry?
Exactly. I woke up one morning with a pain in my neck and couldn't get out of bed without crying in pain. One trip to the doc later and apparently I had given myself whiplash from moving my head too much in my sleep. And so I had to have a week off work to recover, and phoning in with sleep whiplash is not something that there's an option for on your return to work form. That's from Amy. I smell a bullshit.
Sorry, sleep whiplash is not a thing. You've just lay funny. Probably got a frigging feather pillow.
Yeah.
If you've got a partner who doesn't put the right pillowcase on, you've got to lie on a feather pillow and you get a crick in your neck.
I wonder. Ugh. Some people do thrash in the neck. Carl, in the night.
Carl Hutchinson had a bad neck the other day in the tour van, and every time I spoke to him, he was turning his whole body like RoboCop. I wanted to smash his face in. It was the most annoying thing. He turned his like his entire body. Dead or alive, you're coming with me. I was like, oh.
But it does, when you do hurt your
but
neck.
It's really annoying when you're in a van with someone and they've done it. It's pissing us off.
Do you remember when Robin, that's a funny thing. When adult illnesses like that, or unfortunate ailments, that's the word I was thinking of, well done. When adult ailments happen to children, that happened to Robin last year.
Yeah.
And he bless him, he was absolutely gutted.
Yeah.
He had to lie on the sofa and couldn't move. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Were you here?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he had a bad neck.
He was like, I've hurt his neck.
A whiplash thing. He'd been doing it when he was playing and stuff. Yeah.
And so he had to sit down for the full day and like lie down. It was a couple of days actually. It was quite bad. And remember we had to like carry him to bed and that was Keith.
Did I never have a crick in your neck? I think, is it or not a crook? Is it a crick or a crook? What is it?
Oh, I don't know. What did I say? Crook.
Crook. Might be crook. Makes sense.
It's probably
crook's not a word. Anyway, did I never tell you when I was younger?
Mm.
And I did it so bad at school, I got the neck brace.
No.
I got a neck brace.
You got a neck brace.
Yeah, you know the one. It looked like a big,
neck brace.
A big long pillow. No, I didn't get a communal neck brace. I got one from. So it wasn't one of the like proper plastic ones that you see people who've had really bad accidents wearing. It was just almost like a...
This polystyrene one?
No,
like the styrofoam?
No.
Like the material?
Stop saying no. I've said no. When you said polystyrene, I said no. I knew what you meant. Or do you mean like spongy?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. So polystyrene, you said the completely wrong word.
Seriously.
Yeah, a spongy one. So it was like a big, long, sort of big, long, spongy tongue.
Yeah.
And it just wrapped around your neck. With...
They give it to the fakers.
Sorry?
They give it to the fakers.
No, they give it to the people who definitely hurt their neck.
I think they definitely give it to the children.
I remember.
Whose parents bring them in for ridiculous bullshit.
Wow.
Mm. So what have you done?
My mum and dad are downstairs. Do you want to go and have a...
I'll absolutely bring them up here. I'll tell them to the face. Do you want to go and give them a shout?
No.
And Bill, he said you wrapped around his finger for years.
I don't think my mum and dad know we do a podcast.
I hope they think we're in here having sex.
Oh, I hope not.
My marriage is still alive, sort of.
No, but one of the best school days ever when I went in with that neck brace on.
I bet it was.
Oh, I tell you what, most popular kid in the school I was.
Nothing like that happened to me.
Honestly, everyone coming up, tapping us on my shoulder and then running off in the other direction, so I couldn't turn around and look at them. Mm. Just great banter, great banter with the kids, great banter. Throw me stuff on the floor, can you pick that up? No.
Yeah. Oh, the only thing really, really bad that happened to me at school was that I broke my finger in netball.
Mm.
But it's a very, you can't really, there's no what you can do for it.
Don't you put it like lolly sticks?
You've got to splint it and kind of have a little bandage around it. But, you know, you don't get time off. It's not very serious.
What hand was it?
I can't remember. Why?
Because if...
It wasn't my right hand.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because I was still at school.
You didn't, you broke the wrong one then. You broke the right hand.
For fuck's sake.
Just walk around like a little Star Trek fan all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know I used to play netball at school?
Oh,
I don't know if you know that.
Swimming, netball. Yeah. Why did you give up netball? Got a period. got a pair of tits, got in the way of the ball. What are these doing?
I did get boobs very young. It probably did hurt to run. Because I was wing attack. And your wing attack do a lot of running. So that's probably why. And I didn't have... You don't buy a sports bra when you're like 13, do you?
I know, why not? No, save all your money for jelly.
Mm. Mm. I was on the hockey team as well. I was all quite sporty at school.
Yeah.
I used to do the climb.
What happened?
I just, got lazy and found Netflix. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I recently been in hospital due to a kidney infection.
Ooh.
And in brackets, I'm out now.
Oh, good stuff.
So that's good. When I was in hospital, I was on a lot of painkillers. That's what you want.
Right, yeah.
That's what you want, though.
You do. You love your painkillers.
Oh, hell, tell you what.
You've been talking far too much.
Diamorphine. Yeah. Best day ever. Labour, not good.
Best day ever.
Diamorphine, brilliant.
Brilliant.
I can under... Do you know, this is it. There you go. There you go. Right? I've never done drugs.
I'm preparing myself for a ridiculous epiphany, but come on.
Well, I've never done drugs. I've never done hard drugs. I've only ever done weed, right?
Right.
I've never done anything more.
Sorry. Stop you there.
Sorry.
Guys, come on in. We've got her. We've got her again. We've got her. Right. This whole thing has been a charade. Thank you for pretending to listen, everyone. We've finally got her. The weed wench of South Shields. We've got her. Come on in, lads. Good job. Good job.
I've
been working undercover for 12 years.
Is that what
to catch
it is?
You for this.
12 years?
Yeah, 12 years.
We've only been together for 7.
I had to do a bit stand-up first to cement myself as a name so you'd fancy us in that club. Because, weed wenches follow the money.
Wow.
Right. Right, cool. See you after. I can head off now. Look, it's been good. I'm going to go back to my real family now.
Oh, okay. I hope you remember how to make the tea.
Not off the clip. Pot noodles all round in the Smith household tonight. That's my real surname. Christ.
Right, okay. So no. Well,
apologies.
What
I
wanted
there.
To say
apologies.
What I wanted to say was I've never done hard drugs.
Right.
But I remember diamorphine very fondly. So maybe I would like drugs.
Yeah. Maybe I would like drugs. Yeah, well, yeah, they've got a...
Is that what they're like? Well, that is diamorphine. What kind of drug is diamorphine?
Yeah, it's like a...
morphine?
Well, yeah.
What's morphine in,
it's
like...
It's a downer, isn't it? Is it technically a downer? Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what the... So, they always put them into weird categories. You know when you watch the TV shows where people are getting pulled over by the police?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they always put uppers and downers?
Well, no, uppers and downers is like nicknames for it.
Narcotics.
Yeah, that's it. There's like narcotics and there's amphetamines and methamphetamines.
What's dimorphine?
I've got no probably in there. It sounds like an amphetamine.
Amphetamine.
And the car trunk was full of amphetamines.
Basically, I want to know where to get more amphetamines. What would it be? Would it be heroin?
Morphine.
What's morphine in?
I don't know. Probably up there with your heroines and all them fellas. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm not going to try them because I've gone this far.
Yeah.
Gone this long in my life. And drugs are for mugs, actually.
Right. Okay. Good.
And I can't go back on my lifelong stance.
What a place to go shopping. You know, you just said there, what one would there be under? Like you are in a drug supermarket looking for the right aisle.
Drugs is not, it's not something I know much about.
Is the morphine in the heroin aisle or is it in the cocaine aisle?
Do you know what I find very upsetting?
Well.
When I say to people I've never tried drugs and they're always really shocked.
Yeah.
They're always like, oh, I would have thought you would have. And I'm like, really? Do I look like a dabbler?
The lady who does
Dicey
our...
Dicey dabbler?
The lady who does our PR, I'm not going to name her, but she said the other night to me backstage at the Palladium, do you know, Chris, I've never done a drug. And I thought, that sounds about right.
I don't get it.
I've never done a drug.
A drug?
So I have never in my life done a drug. that sentence, although you're claiming that you haven't, I believe you for the way you structured that sentence proves your point.
She ever had a paracetamol?
Don't know.
Or
not sure.
Aspirin?
No, she doesn't drink coffee. She doesn't drink alcohol.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, she doesn't.
Saint.
No, she does none of the drug.
Yeah, none of the drug. Mm.
Right,
of the
listen,
drug.
Enough of drugs. We might be tempting people to have drugs and they're for mugs.
I've got to go back to my real family after this, man.
Jane Smith,
living the narcotic life.
Where the hell was I on this? Oh, she's off her tits on painkillers, right?
Great.
And so the nurses would come in every couple of hours to give me more. Give me more, give me more, give me more.
Come on, just read the story. Come on.
However, every time they came in, they had to make me repeat my name, date of birth, and check my wristband, even though I had the same nurse all day. In brackets, I'm guessing it was just to make sure I was the right patient. They do that, actually.
I think it's also probably to make sure you're not off your bait as well.
Do you think?
Probably. Because if you go name and age and you go, they've got probably no more morphine for you.
In America, they do, don't they? In America, they've got really strong painkillers. It's nowhere near as strong over here. Do you know when you see...
Oh, the YouTube videos where people have had the wisdom teeth out. Yeah, they're amazing.
What is that then?
Yeah, they give you... Isn't there a massive... I don't want to go too deep into this, but isn't there a massive epidemic in America because they give people painkillers for a
reason? And then they
get
really addicted. Yes, there is. Yeah.
Probably not suitable subject matter for the podcast, but let's carry on anyway.
No, but it's a fact, though. It's true.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, which
keep it light. Lighthearted.
Sorry, everyone. However, one time I was chilling in bed and a nurse came and pulled my curtain away and said, would you like to take your phone with you or leave it here? I was very confused, but Anne said, oh, I'll take it with me. In brackets, I had no idea where I was going.
Wow.
My dad, who was sat next to me, looked at me with a very confused look on his face. He asked the nurse where I was going, and she looked at me and said, oh, are you not the patient going into theatre? My dad then stepped in and explained that I was the wrong person, and I pointed to the patient in the bed opposite me, who had been waiting for her surgery all day, and said, I think you mean her. The nurse looked very embarrassed as she had almost took the wrong person into surgery.
Goodness me!
The worst part is, she was so close to wheeling my bed away that if my dad had not been there, I would have been too shy to say anything and would have ended up having the operation purely out of politeness.
That's the most British thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's great.
What was rather strange is that she didn't ask for my name, date of birth, or check my wristband or anything, so they could have quite literally cut me open. I wonder what it was for.
I don't think she worked there.
Ooh.
She might have just been harvesting kidneys. Wake up in a bath of ice, eh?
Oh my word, yeah. Mm. Ah, what films did they do that in?
Oh, loads of them.
What's the good one?
I mean...
Tom Cruise? And he ends up in... Is it Minority Report?
Oh my God, no. Like, no. You get...
What film is it?
What name me one of your favourite sci-fi films ever.
Minority Report.
Yeah, and how can you not remember? He gets what's called a shine job. He gets his eyes changed because of the retinal scanner.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. No. No, that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about when people get their kidneys stolen.
Well.
And waking up in a bath of ice.
Right, well, he woke up and he didn't have his kidney stolen, but he had his retinas taken out.
He booked it himself. He needed it to get back into the main bit of the... It's the whole... Oh, what the fuck? You love that film.
I did.
No one stole his eyes. Oh, my God. Just... You can't remember anything. How do you remember how to feed your kids? Because you can't remember fuck all else.
Maybe you should stop remembering shitty films and start remembering important and stuff.
Never.
Eh?
Never.
Important and stuff.
Never.
Oh, hey. I do love that film. I'd watch that again,
actually. Yeah, you fucking have to, but there's so many things you don't know what the Christ is about.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey up me hearties, thank you for listening to this week's
what
episode.
What the fuck was that?
I'm trying to change the end a little bit because I just
don't,
say the same thing every
don't
week.
Don't A up me hearties. Well, A up is like a Yorkshire thing and me hearties is like
pirate
a...
chat.
So what are you doing? Why are you mixing Yorkshire
A
and
up,
pirates?
Me hearties.
Why is that happening?
Well, why not? Why
awful.
Can't I? That's going to be my new thing. I'm going to put two dialects into a goodbye.
Oh,
thank
great.
You so much for listening.
I will look forward to you running out after week three.
Well,
easy.
I was going to do another one, but I'll save it for next week. Thank you so much for listening. Come back next week. We love you so much.
Are we part of any kind of network?
The Acast Creator Network.
Great, thanks for
thank
remembering.
Thank you for... gearing that up for me.
Guys, I am on tour. Got some tickets available just at a few gigs. Most are sold out. Clacton-on-Sea, 21st of October. There's
clack,
some left.
Clack, clack.
Newcastle Arena, 30th of October. Some Way tickets I. have just been released. That was Way sold out. I. Doncaster Dome, 31st
Donny.
Of October.
Donny.
And Manchester Salford Lowry, 4th of November. They're the only ones that have got tickets at the moment.
Wonderwall.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Thankfully, I'm there on my own. It's not touring with this skank. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.